and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Friday, October 23rd, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, High Court judge extends injunction to October 30th, preventing burial of Lisa Peter and her dead baby. Roseau North MP says interference from politicians is not conducive to an efficient functioning hospital. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says an EC $5,000 fine to anyone disposing garbage illegally is too steep. Couple in Trinidad charged with cruelty after child abuse video goes viral. And France bus crash, pensioners killed in truck collision. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominique Limited. The details of these stories and more coming up.
Your taste, your look. As individual as you are. Find the furniture piece that's right for you, only at Quartz. Choose from our wide selection of fresh new designs, luxurious comfort, and contemporary elegance. Best of all, it's more affordable than you think. So create the room that's all about you. Come into Quartz today, where furniture is fashionable. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. High Court Judge Bernie Stevenson on Friday extended an injunction until Friday, October 30th, 2015, preventing the burial of the late Lisa Peter of Portsmouth and her dead baby. Peter allegedly died under strange circumstances while under observation prior to giving birth at the Princess Margaret Hospital. The court had granted an injunction on preventing an autopsy on Peter until today, Friday, October 23rd, 2015. Pending an independent autopsy being conducted by an overseas-based pathologist. But by the time the court order was served, an autopsy was conducted, which infuriated Michael Peter, the father of the deceased. Stevenson said the court considered it necessary that the claimant, Michael Peter, be given the opportunity to have the body examined for a possible further autopsy. The parties, the chief medical officer, the medical doctor, and the office of the attorney general all appeared in court to deal with the matter. After hearing from Tiani Bianzin, counsel for the claimant, Tamika Hyacinth Burton with Mrs. Joanne Xavier Cox Cuffey for the defendants, and Heather Felix Evans on behalf of the mother of the deceased, Justice Stevenson ordered the following. The claimant filed documents unsigned with the undertaking that the documents will be filed and served on or before 8:30 on Monday, 26 October 2015. 2. The claimant will file and serve all documents duly signed on or before the 27th of October 2015. 3. The matter will be adjourned for further consideration to Friday, 30th October 2015, and the injunction granted on 20th October 2015, peremptorily to 30th October 2015. Heather Felix Evans, counsel for the mother of the deceased Lisa Peter, indicated to the court that her client does not agree with that the injunction had to be extended. The court then stated that the parties can make the necessary applications to discharge as soon as it is possible for the court to hear them. MP for the Roseau North constituency, Danny Lugge, alleges that the DLP politicians have been interfering with the hospital's administration and stifling the voices of professionals and specialists. He says this practice is not conducive to smooth operations at the hospital. Lugia expressed his concerns over the recent deaths from the maternity ward and the operations from the emergency department as to whether there are enough doctors available when they are needed.
The administration of our hospital, we see a lot of interference by politicians, you know, in the administration of our hospital, and they're stifling the voices of our trained specialists. And I think that's one of the areas I'd like to see, you know, where politicians, whether you're in the current administration, we cannot have our administrators breathing down the necks of our specialists, and which is affecting the running of our hospitals. We have questions as to concerns in the maternity wing of the hospital. We heard of recent deaths, and going back a few years, we know of concerns in the whole question of the maternity wing of the hospital. We have questions also in the running of our casualty department. Do we have trained specialists, you know, to really handle the pressure, you know, of running a casualty department? You know, do we have sufficient doctors on call and on compound in the casualty department? You know, and these are some of the concerns that I have.
Tourism Minister Robert Tong says the existing $5,000 fine imposed on anyone disposing garbage illegally may be too steep. He's of the opinion that a second look must be taken at the law with a view to lowering it. He believes this will impact the indiscriminate dumping of garbage. We have wardens, but Dominica is still a very small place, and you practically know almost everybody. So when you see someone dumping rubbish and you are going to charge them $5,000, I think it might be a little bit steep, he said. So we have to review this law, and after we look at enforcement, I think we should charge a smaller amount. He also offered a scenario of a smaller fine and its potential impact on indiscriminate garbage disposal. Mr. Tong said, if I charge you $100 today and you throw garbage tomorrow, and I charge you $100, by that time I have charged you three times, you are going to stop throwing the garbage. So we have to take another look at that and ensure that enforcement is put in place. We need to put out garbage at the right time, and we need to stop throwing garbage all over the place indiscriminately. Tong is also shooting down claims that indiscriminate garbage disposal is a problem only in Roseau and environs, and insists that lowering the garbage disposal fine could have some impact. You have persons throwing garbage in all areas, and when you go on the sea, you look at the hills and you see a trail of garbage. It really looks horrible. So we have the power in ourselves to be that change. Let us start doing that change, he said. He noted that while many lay blame at the feet of the government, garbage does not grow, garbage does not have feet, and garbage does not have legs. So obviously someone has to put the garbage there, and I think that it is time that all of us do our part to ensure that our surroundings are clean, not just for tourists, but for ourselves. We come first. By putting the garbage out there, we are increasing the chances of rodents and illnesses, and so we all have to do our part now, not to throw garbage. And the organizations concerned with collection also have to do their part to ensure that they pick up the garbage on a timely basis. The tourism minister said citizens must put garbage out at designated times for pickup. Senator Felix Thomas states that we should evaluate the health state of healthcare in Dominica before and after Tropical Storm Erica in order to understand the health issues which arose after the storm. Thomas argues that water is one of the most important elements which contributes to life, and he believes that the Skerrit-led DLP administration has no plan for health and water management.
It's important for us to sit as a people and look at where our health, what was the status of the health in Dominica before Erica, what it is now, and what it is that we have to learn as a post-Erica health issue in various districts. One particular case concerning health, which I saw and many of us experienced during Erica, was the subject of water. And we heard all kind of news and all kind of advertisement as to how to treat water, what to do, because water really forms a very, very critical part of our existence. and our daily survival, and it's important in our health thing. And when we in the United Workers Party spoke about water management, and we asked questions about that in Parliament, we got the response from the government of the day that they don't know what we were talking about. They would just want to say they spend this, they spend that. But it is clear that this government have no plan concerning health and water management. So I will leave it to the Honorable Shadow Minister, Honorable Danny Lugge, to continue and to ask you in the health services to listen and let us bring a dialogue, an open dialogue, okay?
We had
several Dominicans graduated with honors at a recently held Monroe College commencement ceremony as it celebrates its 82nd year of student success. The ceremony was held at the Cultural Center in St. Lucia, where a total of 12 Dominican students graduated with bachelor degrees of science in various disciplines, including accounting, business administration, criminal justice, hospitality management, information technology, and public health/health services administration. Two Dominican students, including Janessa Copiel, were among the top two performers who graduated with highest honors, scoring perfect 4.0 GPAs. The following is a list of the Dominican students who graduated with bachelor's degrees in order of honors received. Summa cum laude, signifying a 3.8 GPA or better, Alice Odile John Baptist in hospitality management, Janessa Copiel in hospitality management, Renee Rock in hospitality management with a minor in entertainment and media, Nita Pascal in business management with a minor in marketing, and Javid Seaman in information technology, Lisa Lafon in business management. Magna cum laude signifying a 3.6 to 3.79 GPA, Larissa Rivera in criminal justice, Grace Alfred in health services administration with a minor in health informatics, Walter Jones, Health Services Administration, with minor in Health Informatics. Valdi Dejean, Health Services Administration, with minor in Health Informatics. Linnell Richards graduated with a bachelor's degree in Business Management. We wish all of our students the very best in their future undertakings. MP for Roseau South North constituency Danny Lugge compared the health of past generations to that of today's generation. He argues that the current health services are lacking to some extent, and he believes that relatively we have regressed rather than moved forward. Lugge says there has been a fleet of Dominican Cuban trained doctors, however they have only a few have branched out to specialize in their field like past generations.
We want to make it better. We had the first generation of specialists, people like Dr. Paul, Dr. Sorrendo, Dr. McIntyre, Dr. Green, Dr. Griffith. You know, back then we had a thriving health sector. What we've seen today, we've retrogressed. We had second generation specialists, people like Dr. Irvin Pascal, ENT specialist, ear, nose, and throat specialist. We have people like Dr. Shillingford Ricketts, specialist also. We have people like Dr. Ferraro, who is a specialist, and we have people like Dr. Benjamin, who is also a specialist. So we have the first generation of specialists. We have the second generation of specialists. I'm wondering what's happening today? What's happening to our third generation of specialists? You know, we've had a whole portion of doctors who were trained in Cuba, and from this set of doctors who were trained in Cuba, very few have gone on to specialize, you know, like the second generation of specialists. So we have that vacuum, you know, and we have to ask the questions, why is it that our third generation of doctors are not specializing, you know, in their field?
Former PRO for the UWP, Glenn Roy Coffey, says although the health ministry may not be performing well currently, some of the doctors and nurses still do a good job in executing their duties. Mr. Coffey is encouraging all medical professionals, and especially those who do their job to the best of their abilities, even with the limited resources provided by the Ministry of Health, to remain committed to the task of helping the sick in their time of need.
you know, deficiencies that we face in the health sector. You know, some time ago, I was reading the Gazette, and just in the health area, matters of health, in terms of what was documented, we had so many acting positions, you know, in that. And it seems to me that the health personnel, it appears that they might be frustrated along the line in terms of the work duties assigned to them. And I must say that we have some people who are, of course, very good. They are doing their work. I mean, we want to commend them for the work that we do. And we know of the frustration. We know of the setback. We know that the sector is not all that incentivized. And we know that you're feeling it. You are working under extreme constraints. And we want to express our views tonight. And it's not an attack, as Danny said, but we want to at least, you know, bring out some of the facts so that we ourselves, we as taking a position in terms of policy, as a party, as guidelines, we would want to make it better.
In more news, a 32-year-old Trinidadian male and his 21-year-old common law Jamaican-born wife have been arrested and are facing cruelty charges under the New Children's Act in connection with the abuse of an infant girl, which was recorded and went viral on social media. The suspects, who are not the child's parents, were held yesterday afternoon in a room on the second floor of a two-story apartment building in Vistabella, San Fernando. Police said they had been conducting under surveillance after receiving a tip-off. The video, in which the young child was slapped repeatedly by a man as he fed her milk from a bottle, was circulated on social media and aired on local television earlier this week. While not on camera, a woman who spoke with a Jamaican accent could be heard telling the child to drink the milk and saying, "You look for that," when she was being slapped. And at least 43 people, most of them pensioners on a day trip, have been killed in a head-on collision between a bus and a truck in southwest France. The crash happened on a country road near Pisgen in the Briondwine region, east of Bordeaux. Both vehicles were then caught on fire. France's president promised full investigation into what was called an immense tragedy. It is the worst French road disaster since 1982, when 52 people died. And that's the prime evening news, but first, a recap of the headlines. High Court judge extends injunction to October 30th, preventing burial of Lisa and Peter and her dead baby. Rosa North MP says interference from politicians is not conducive to an efficient functioning hospital. Tourism Minister Robert Tong says an EC $5,000 fine to anyone disposing garbage illegally is too steep. And couple in Trinidad charged with cruelty after child abuse video goes viral. And France bus crash, pensioners killed in truck collision. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website www.q95ba.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Linda Martin.